It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
Greetings and salutations, everybody, and welcome to the wonderful summer.
Yeah, there they are. There they are, our wonderful, adoring fans that are always here for the latest installment of Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
Hey, what were you doing at 19 years old? Were you dreaming of being a CEO of a company? Well, maybe you actually could be a CEO of a company because we're going to speak to one today. But before we get to that, it is my pleasure. It is my honor. It is my paid duty to introduce Tiffany Krumen.
I like that honest intro.
That's right. She forces me to be nice to her.
I pay him.
And pays me to be nice. So I'm going to do the best job I can. No, we would be friends even if I wasn't a paid slightly annoying co-host of the show. And the slightly annoying co-host of the show would point out on the air and talk about salary. So I'm already off to a great start.
Is this a negotiation happening?
No, not at all. Not at all. Happy start of summer, Tiffany.
Yes.
You excited about the summer? All the kiddos are driving you crazy.
I am.
And now they're...
You know, they've been home no matter what anyway because they were homeschooled through COVID. So
you have summer programs for them to keep them busy and occupied?
I'm just happy we don't have the responsibility of school now. We can just have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I can get over this morning sickness I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Which I think I shared on the last episode.
You did.
I'm not sure.
You did. That was breaking news because you didn't break about the product, which we hope will break in a future episode, but that's not what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping to get over that.
So
about
still
3 months
dealing,
in and
still dealing with the morning
sick. Haven't eaten a real meal in 3 months.
And it doesn't help that you came into the studio to talk to me. And speaking of morning sickness, we'd love to say hello to Gifford Pace from Fulfillment Strategies International.
Well, hello.
Just to be clear, he had nothing to do with
I am not pregnant, by the way. Just let you know that.
There's no connection there.
Yeah, and
the only reason you're here, Gifford.
I'm just now finding out about this.
The only reason you're here, Gifford, is because FSI is the power behind the Shark Tank Spotlight.
Well, thank you very much. We're pleased to do that.
No, thank you.
Yes.
FSI ships quite a few Shark Tank.
They ship a ton of Shark Tank.
We actually have a client in this industry that we're talking about
here. Absolutely. So you'd like to get another one?
I would.
And whether it's this one or another one, we'll figure that out.
Absolutely.
That's done off the air.
We've got plenty of space.
I'll negotiate my salary off the air, and you negotiate shipping with your clients off the air. But FSI, obviously, the reason you guys do this show is, number one, it's a give back. It's an acknowledgement of how many different businesses you guys help. And you guys help with third-party logistics, correct?
We do.
All right, FSI3PL.com. We'll give you the email at the end. How's that for a tease?
Maybe later.
And and one guarantee you can give them is you will not make them physically sick.
Right.
You can guarantee it.
Yes.
There was a pause that made me a little nervous.
Yes.
All right. So everybody's not here to listen to the three of us. Can I just acknowledge that?
Yes.
All right.
So you can acknowledge it.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
so then let's stop. Let me stop dealing with that and let's get to the guest. We're thrilled to welcome onto the program today, Juju Clark. She is with Tandem Surf, and they were on an episode of Shark Tank, but we're not here to talk necessarily about Shark Tank. We are here to talk about their product, talk about how they have built their product-based business, and to help our listeners build their product-based business. So, Juju Clark, welcome to the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Absolutely. Now, I kind of gave it away at the beginning, and I know you probably hate it when people bring this up, but it is kind of rare and it is kind of unique. You are the CEO of Tandem Surf. So before we get into your story specifically, tell everybody about Tandem Surf and what it is your company does.
Yeah. So Tandem Surf is a brand created by my family and I, and it kind of all started as a fruition of, you know, the activities that we always enjoyed doing together as a family. And a lot of that was in the water growing up in Southern California. And my parents are not from Southern California. So kind of getting into, you know, the SoCal surf scene is pretty intimidating, especially because, you know, it's hard when you don't know what you're doing at first, and the ocean can be scary. But we ended up getting really involved in stand-up paddling. And so that was always something we did together as a family. And then one summer, you know, we were just out in the ocean as we typically would be, and we kind of had the idea to catch waves together on a tandem bodyboard. So then we started, you know, developing the idea, the product, and thinking about how we would implement it through events and stuff like that. And so then once we kind of had, you know, our tangible idea, we took it to Shark Tank and pitched it there. And that's kind of the driving force too, that led us to keep building our product and getting to our, to what it is today. And our main goal for Tandem Surf is to kind of bring that fun and that joy of doing activities with another person to make it easier and fun and accessible to all people. Because, you know, it's one thing to catch a wave, but it's another to catch a wave with someone you love.
Yeah.
Especially if it, you know, makes because it's really hard to catch a wave for the first time.
So this gave you an easier, safer way to do it, right? How long were you guys in production or development before you went to Shark Tank?
We were pretty much brand new before we went to Shark Tank. We just had one prototype, which was actually a foam board. So then that was at our like initial open casting call pitch, was just that foam board. And we had like virtually no sales. But between that and the actual taping of the show is when we developed our inflatable bodyboard, and we had actually gotten some substantial sales over that first summer in 2020.
So that means yours and mine might be the only two products literally in 12 years that were a concept when you went on the show. That's fantastic that they actually took
you
on.
That's breaking news, because we say it all the time on this show that you went on the show, Tiffany, with Six Clay Models.
Right.
And so to hear 12 years later, another product that was just a prototype on the casting call, but had developed enough to where when, if you go and look at their website, obviously it wasn't just the prototype on the show. I would imagine also, Juju, that this product, it's one of those products that you either get it or you don't. And you either want it or you don't, I would think. There's not a lot of, well, we got to kind of educate the consumer on what it is. It's pretty simple and straightforward. So it is a bodyboard designed for two people.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And Juju, am I right in assuming that it may be a bit easier to actually catch waves on this versus the little flimsy, you know, bodyboards you buy for a single person?
Yeah, definitely. Just by, you know, we put a lot of thought and, you know, we spent a lot of time on the design for that purpose. So what we would do is, you know, we had our like first initial prototype design that was, you know, certain size, and we took it out in the water ourselves to see how it would do catching waves. And that's kind of how, you know, we tested it and saw, oh, I think this one's a bit too thick or this one's a bit too wide. And it took us, I think, 3 tries total to get to one where it was just so like nice. And everyone would be like fighting over who would get to use the new prototype.
What a grueling development process. How did you guys get through that? I mean,
I got to go to the beach again.
Oh, God, with my brother.
I got to catch waves. Oh, so mom, dad, we're so mean to us. Now, one of the cool things in looking on the website and one of the unique things being a tandem bodyboard, there are some real significant on the design. Pretty easy hand, I guess I would call them handholds, 2 on each side and then 1 on the top. Are those standard on a single bodyboard, or is that something you guys added? I'm clearly showing that I don't live near the beach when I ask that question.
Yeah, actually, on a standard, like typical bodyboard that you'd find at, you know, just a random store, usually they actually don't have those handles. They just have a leash that goes around your wrist. So that was kind of something that in the original like design brainstorming we were talking about, because you know it is nice to have that leash, because then it's like attached to you, but something that we kind of decided on and actually it was my idea to put that handle on the top middle, because that having the two people and because it's bigger, because usually on the smaller bodyboard, you know, you could just like hold on to the outside perimeter of the board. But because that could be kind of like awkward for this board, and especially if you want to like ride side by side, that's kind of how we decided on the orientation of having handles, because then you can hold on to them and they're still like really easy to hold on to out in the water. And then, you know, that having one in the middle makes it so that you can also ride side by side, have each person have one hand on the.
Well, and that's the challenge with the other design, right? Is that it slips out of your, it'll slip away from you. The second the wave hits you, you lose the board and you don't go anywhere. So you've kind of eliminated that problem.
Yeah. And these handles are like super sturdy. So I've taken them in giant waves and just like holding onto the handle, and it just, it works out really well. And it's fun too, to kind of have that one in the center. Then you can like, you know, get up on the front of it. And yeah, that was something that we really were excited about with the original design.
So when and one of the things that sets this apart, of course, other than being tandem, fit for two people, but it's inflatable. And I think one of the things I think, and I, and maybe there are others who think this, well, inflatable, is it tough enough? So what makes it more tough than maybe other inflatables that people have had bad experiences with?
Yeah, that was kind of something we saw as a potential challenge when going with the inflatable design. Because, you know, there are the like conceptions that inflatable is less performance quality. So, but we really wanted it to be, you know, more accessible and be able to transport it and pump it up anywhere you go. And also the fact that it's inflatable makes it easier to catch waves with two people because it's more buoyant. And so we didn't want to sacrifice the performance with that. So we use like military grade PVC material. So it's actually very sturdy. And, you know, when you like hold it after it's pumped up, it like, you know, you can take it anywhere. Like there's no, nothing will damage it. I was really impressed from like, you know, the first time I tried it. It was because we had experience like on other inflatable boards, like inflatable stand up paddle boards, and some take like a really long time to blow up. But our board, you know, just in like under 2 minutes, getting to that sturdiness and that level of performance is something that we're really excited about. And I feel like it's a pretty big win-win for the way that it's inflatable because of all the benefits for being for two people and also being able to pump it up anywhere. And, you know, when you look at it, it looks like it, like we've had people say, oh, I didn't even think it was inflatable. Like it just looks like, a super
so well made.
That's the best way. That's the best description I've heard of it.
I was going to ask, I'm sure the toughness that you've incorporated in that helps with the snow part. You mentioned on your website that you'd also do in the snow.
Great segue, Gifford.
How was the testing for that?
Yeah. So we kind of found that, the tandem bodyboard is, a year round product, when we started seeing people, you know, cause we're from Southern California, so we don't get
a lot
here.
Of snow. Yeah.
But, you know, we have customers from like all around the world and all around the country. And, during winter, we saw a lot of people were having fun, like out in the snow. And then, you know, we had my family, my grandma and my cousins, you know, we had them like test it out cause they live on the East Coast. And, they said it was like a super sled or something. Like yeah. It was,
that's cool.
Super cool to see like the videos because, you know, it is frozen water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
so good on liquid water or yeah, frozen water.
Yeah, right. Or frozen.
Yeah. So we're
gaseous, not so much.
Yeah, hasn't yet gone on a cloud.
Yeah, the cloud of the steam.
So so we're speaking with Juju Clark. She is the CEO of Tandem Surf. And Gifford asked a great question about how not only is it in the surf, but it's also in the snow. Not only that, but if you go to their website, you can see that it's for surfing in the ocean and boogie boarding, for lack of a better term, as well as on the lake, being dragged behind a motorboat, maybe also on the snow. And then I love, at one place on their website, they also say the uses for the tandem surf are endless. We've seen people ride it standing up, lying down with a paddle with their dog, or simply floating on it. We've also seen it used on the beach as a card table, a picnic platform, a drone landing pad, and so much more. You know, it sounds like you guys are almost issuing a challenge. What else can you figure out what to do with our stuff?
There's a TikTok challenge coming up.
Not sleep on it, right?
Yeah,
we'll be using it as a mattress for toddlers.
So, Juju, I wanted to ask this question. I kind of teased at the beginning. You are obviously at the time of this taping, you are 19 years old and the CEO of Tandem Surf. But it has to be stated very clearly. This is a family run business, and it sounds like that the family were kind of involved from day one. If they're continuing to be involved in this, what are some of the other things that some of the other family members are helping with in the business?
Yeah, like just like everything we do together as a family, Tandem Surf is definitely a family run operation, which is how we're able to get so much stuff done. I feel like a lot of our skill sets complement each other very well just by nature of, you know, being a family. So something actually that my older sister, Aliana, is like leading is we're working on actually making a Tandem app this summer. So because Aliana and I are students at UC Berkeley and we both study data science. So we kind of have, you know, that technological background in that that programming background. So we teamed up with some fellow students to start that project of, you know, having an app that the purpose is to, because, you know, we have these products that are for two people, but, you know, sometimes someone will buy, let's say, a Tandem bodyboard and they don't have someone to catch waves with, or maybe their friend that they were planning to catch waves with is busy that day. So they can go to the Tandem app and kind of see other people who would want to participate in those activities with them. So that's something that's in the works right now that Aliana is a major part of, which is exciting. And we're also...
What about your parents? What are their roles?
They're not doing anything. They're sitting on the beach on, you know, yeah, having a Mai Tai.
Money.
Just kidding.
Yeah, my parents, because they were already entrepreneurs before Tandem. They have, you know, I think we mentioned it on the show, a shelving business called Modern Shelving. So they have, you know, that background and that skill set that comes with running the business. So a lot of the behind the scenes work is thanks to them, especially, you know, because we're also still full time students. So we would not be able to be getting all this stuff done if it wasn't for them and their knowledge of how to run a business. So we've definitely been learning a lot from them, which has been really great. And recently, especially now since like rebranding from Tandem Boogie to now Tandem Surf, we've been focusing too on getting more branded apparel. And that's something that my little sister Lila is a major part of. So that's kind of something that we do together, which is fun, like picking out the designs and how we're going to, you know, make sure that our brand looks good. And some advice that we got from Daniel, one of our sharks, was to, you know, make our branded apparel kind of unique. And so that if someone sees someone with our shirt, they know, oh, that's Tandem. So that's something that we've been excited to be working on.
Is that rebranding the biggest challenge that you've had so far? And if not, then what is that biggest challenge and how have you overcome it?
This show is the biggest challenge.
Well, I know, talking to you.
I'm assuming sourcing was probably a challenge, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say like the rebranding has been, you know, something that is, you know, a challenge, but my parents had gone through it before too with their shelving business. So they kind of had that experience in how to go about it. And now we're kind of seeing it more as an opportunity and how to kind of use the new brand to depict, you know, what our mission is even better than before. But yeah, a bigger challenge too in the beginning, because we did launch at the start of a global pandemic. So
That's
a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we like, cause we did our open casting call in January of 2020.
Yeah.
And so that was like right before everything went crazy.
Yeah.
So in that summer we were that was kind of our challenge in launching, like, how are we going to get sales when we can't really leave our house?
Mm.
So that's when we decided to launch via Kickstarter and do like crowdfunding to get that initial capital to do our first production run and get those sales.
So, by the way, I thought the biggest challenge you had to overcome is on the website. It talks about that the product is made with 100% dad tech. So I thought maybe, you know, dad tech might be the biggest issue, but apparently that's actually a bonus because it's being really broadcast on the website that, the other thing I was going to bring up is, you talked about inflating before. When someone buys a tandem bodyboard, it comes with a pump to inflate it, correct?
Yeah. So it comes with the board and then the pump and the maintenance kit. So
fantastic. Now, and the pump is, so I was going to ask, worst case scenario, someone, that pump stops working, they break it, something bad happens. Is it a unique pump that has to be used with the tandem surfboard, or would a regular pump work?
A regular pump should work depending on the design of it. But yeah, our pump is like pretty unique because it has like the dual action. So when you pump it down, it inflates it, as well as when you like pull it back up, it's also inflating it. So that's something that is unique and a bonus for our pump. But, yeah, you know, we'd be willing
to look into. Gets the job done faster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but
plus,
would you like to
go ahead?
But yeah, I was just gonna say, but yeah, if there are issues with a pump, that's something that we could look into, like on a case basis.
Well, and not only do you get the board, not only do you get the pump, but just kind of looking online, you like you said, there's a maintenance kit, plus there's a carry case. I mean, that you really like. They lack for nothing. It isn't just get a board, right? They
well,
everything
not only
you
that,
could possibly want.
They're so in tune to having or sharing the experience that they've got a camera.
I noticed that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And capture that, you know, that excitement of that wave. Yeah. Could be, you know, first wave caught kind of thing.
Plus it comes with a 1-year warranty. And then you have on your website, it says 100% guaranteed. And then it says Fun 42. Is there any significance to Fun 42?
You know, I like that you mentioned that camera mount, because the fun aspect is something that is really important to us, because, you know, it can be sometimes when you're out there in the water, it can be kind of like intense. So that's something that we wanted to bring to the ocean scene with the tandem boards, is that sense of fun. And, you know, growing up, our family has always like captured a lot on video, and you know, we're always like capturing memories that we've made together. And we realize too, especially now, like with social media and everything, how important it is to capture those memories, and how people enjoy like having video and, you know, especially with those moments that, like, you know, you said catching your first wave is something like I'll never forget.
Priceless,
catching
yeah.
my first wave, but I wish I would have had it on video.
Right.
But now we're kind of giving that opportunity for others to have that, those moments captured. And yeah, kind of sharing that fun too, because part of the fun is, you know, a lot of how we're going about our branding is with videos, because they really showcase like all the different things you can do with our product. And, you know, in the videos of us using it, you can see how like, how much fun we're having. And so for our customers to have the opportunity to kind of share videos of them having fun. And we kind of see that as a great little feature, because, you know, who doesn't want to have their memories last forever?
Well, it goes back to the designing. I mean, you did the two handles on each side, plus the one in the middle, and then to have a very safe space, a nice little space on the board to put your GoPro camera or other camera that better be waterproof or water resistant. you know, so just a great little design piece. So you went through this name change. And so now let me ask this, as far as people who might be looking for a tandem surf boogie board, or you even have your own tandem surf board and more like a standard surfboard. Is the only place to get it right now on the website, or are there other places?
So we have them on our website, tandemsurf.com, and they're also for sale on Amazon. Okay. And also our Instagram is currently at this taping, still Tandem Boogie. Okay. So there should be like links to shopping via Instagram as well. And then we're also on Facebook as Tandem Boogie still, I believe. But yeah, right now a lot of our sales have been coming from our website, Tandem Surf, and Amazon. And then, yeah, so.
All right, now. Unlike other shows where people have, I know as people listen to the shows, when we have guests on and they're talking about their product, they're Googling and looking. So this is one of the only ones where they may be typing Tandem, T-A-N-D-E-M surf, and they can't find it. So tell everybody the correct spelling of TandemSurf.com.
Yeah. The correct spelling for Tandem Surf is T-A-N-D-E-M-S-U-R-F.com. And we're also in some retail shops in South Orange County, so in Dana Point and San Clemente and Laguna Beach, where that's something too that we're looking forward to kind of working on with help from the Sharks, is getting into kind of bigger retailers throughout the summer. But yeah, so some by name, like in Laguna Beach, we're in Toes on the Nose, and then Killer Dana in Dana Point, and Stewart in San Clemente.
You know, I think you're, I've been sitting here thinking of a marketing phrase. You know, there is no E in fun, so that we didn't have an E in Tandem Surf.
So why use it? Why
yeah,
have one?
We don't need it. We don't need the E in Tandem Surf.
We don't need your stinking E.
Yeah, exactly. So that is, I think that's much better than the other one I was thinking of, and I'm going to apologize ahead of time, and I don't hold Gifford and Tiffany responsible. I take full responsibility. If you just move the M over, you'd have Tanned Smurf. So maybe I've given you a great idea for a mascot for
right?
the Tandem oh, Surf Lord. Is you just move that M over and you get Tanned Smurf. And Juju, since you are under the age of 20, you'll have to go Google the Smurfs, but you'll see what I mean when you do that. So I'm trying to connect with a millennial here on Product Genius
and
with Tiffany Krumm.
Failing
miserably, as with most other things in my life. All right. Juju Clark from TandemSurf.com. Thank you
Incredible
so much.
Job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great job. You are a well-spoken CEO.
You would think she had gone on national television.
Almost. Yeah. Yeah. And handled this. So, by the way, for those people who haven't also searched already, your episode was just this last season, correct?
Yeah, season 12, episode 17.
Perfect. And you did get a deal. And the cool part was you got a Tandem deal, right?
Yeah, we got two Sharks.
I love it.
So we want to get them Tandem on a board together.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
How,
great.
Yeah.
What a great update.
I like that. That could be your your mascot, those two on a
two sharks on a board.
Yeah, two sharks on a board. I like it. Very good. Juju Clark, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. So everybody listening, go to TandemSurf.com, TandemSurf.com. Check out their story. Check out their Tandem experiences. Shop their boards. Man, what a great product.
We talked to these younger people and I realized just how stupid I was at 19 or 7 or whatever. You know, I mean, I was not well-spoken like that.
Why
still
you,
not well-spoken.
Why do you set things up on a tee like that for me? Are you trying to tempt me? Why do you do that? What were you doing at 19?
Oh, God, not that. Not being the CEO of a company.
Well, so.
Yet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I will say I was not at this level, but I was running baseball card shows and selling baseball cards, and I had a lawn business, and so I was hustling.
I was working at McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean, so clearly what this was is some of this was upbringing. They had parents who were entrepreneurs, but as a child of those parents, she listened.
Yeah.
She took it in and she said, oh, that, and she's intrigued by it. And
she has confidence above all else.
And what I loved probably the best of all, she's going to UC Berkeley and studying data science. So I don't know if she'll continue to run businesses, but man, what a great experience.
Learning a lot in the process.
What a fantastic experience. And oh, by the way, she was on Shark Tank.
And she gets to test boards every time they do product testing.
That, by the way, Tiffany, you win the award. That was the best question or that was the best comment / question of the interview. What a hard product.
What I do for product development, which she does for product. I'm like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Oh, man. All right. Gifford, as usual, powered a fantastic show.
Yeah, it was great.
Great guests.
Love her energy.
Man, fantastic energy. Yeah. The only thing missing from Tandem Surf, but this is me saying it, not you. Obviously, they are such a great example of businesses that you guys like to help.
Yeah.
No matter where they are not trying to get out of their spare room or their garage or whatever. They've kind of ramped up and are doing well. But no matter where you are in that process, you help business owners get their lives back.
If they need an East Coast partner.
Yep.
Yeah. They need perfect fit.
Yeah, basically what they can do is they can move the product closer to the consumers.
I like it.
And so on the East Coast, they could come to talk to us.
And that's what I love about you guys. No matter where somebody is in business, you have a way to potentially help them. And sometimes the best way you help them is to go, you don't need us right now.
Not right now.
You need to do this, that, or the other, and just kind of help them in their process. So how do people get a hold of you at FSI?
Well, they could go to our website, FSI3PL.com, or give us a buzz at 678-391-5980.
Fantastic. And they can ask for Seth.
Yes, they could. Or me.
That's right.
Gifford is sitting in front of Steven and he said, and ask for Seth. I thought that was a joke. He didn't
it was
mean
at first,
that.
But they had
yeah, I let it. I deadpan that.
That
Seth
was great.
I
was
just so like,
you're
FSI
so gracious. You're so nice.
Or me.
Or
they're
me.
They're part of the same
Gifford,
team.
You know, your friend sitting across. You know what?
I've never seen Steven like partially embarrassed.
I have no excuse.
He specifically did
it's
that.
It's the end of a long week, and I apologize.
But you know what? It's the start of summer.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bail out of this show because it doesn't need me because I'm screwing it up left and right, upside down. Yeah. So
glad I could hear.
Yeah. So for Gifford from FSI3PL.com and for Tiffany, TiffanyKrumans.com, and for Jody Smith, the easiest podcaster in the world to work with, this is Stephen Julian. I might not be back on the next show. I hope to be. We'll catch you next
time. There's a new co-host coming into town.
Product Genius.